So now everybody has already practiced quite a lot and stimulated the second chakra. You guess with what? With food, pleasure, taste. That is because, for example, when we go also to the chakras, that shortly, the first chakra, we have five senses, and the five senses also are connected with our five chakras. The first chakra is connected with the smell, with being able to smell things. The second chakra is the taste. And so I think we all practiced a little bit the outer expressions of the second chakra. And that's one of the most difficult to overcome in certain ways. Enjoying good and lovingly made food. That's true. So now let's sit up straight a moment. You can use, if you like to, use again Prana Mudra. You remember Prana Mudra is the little finger, ring finger, together with the thumb. Index finger, middle finger straight in front. Spine is very straight. Close a moment your eyes. Gaze upward. Now feel yourself like a rock, a mountain, stable, firmly strong, in the center of an ocean. Water. Concentrate first on the mountain inside you, that stability and strength. Now tune in to the water, soft, flowing, moving. Clear. When it's clean, it's transparent. Feel that quality inside you moving with your breath, in your spine. Feel the difference of quality. There's a beautiful song which Master chanted a lot, which expresses that feeling of the element water, of the ocean, merging into the flow, which is, I am the bubble, make me the sea. We can chant it one time together, those who know it. But chant with experience, with feeling. Feeling that you are that bubble of the ocean, of the infinite sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. Make me the sea, oh, make me the sea. Make me the sea, oh, make me the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. Make me the sea, oh, make me the sea. Make me the sea, oh, make me the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. So do thou, my Lord, So do thou, my Lord, thou and I never apart. Thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolving the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolving the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. Again, feel inside you. What is your inner experience? How do you feel now? Going from the stability of the mountain to the fluidity of water, of merging back. It's like the river flowing, moving toward the ocean to merge back into it. Om Shanti. Gently we open our eyes again. So how was this experience? Who of you could feel the difference when we were focusing on the mountain, on the stability of the rock? And when you were focusing on water?
I was moving around.
You were moving around. Fluidity. These two centers, when we think of the Bhagavad Gita, for example, let's go a moment back to the Bhagavad Gita. The five Pandavas, which represent our five chakras, lower chakras, the first and the second are Sahadeva and Nakula. And what are those two? They are twins. They are always together. So what happens to the earth without water? How does it become? Extremely dry. It becomes dust. It loses its strength because it becomes so rigid and brittle that it loses the power of the earth. What happens to water, to a river, when there's no earth holding it? What happens? It goes all over the place and creates more disaster than anything else, isn't it? So there we see how much the first and the second chakra go together. How we need that stability, that centeredness, that calmness as our parting point, but we cannot stop there. We need then the fluidity, but a fluidity which is guided, a fluidity which is guided by wisdom, by understanding. It's guided by centeredness. The second chakra is also the seed, when the energy flows upward, of deep and clear intuition. It's not only the outward flow, which is a lot of joy, yummy food, yummy sweets, maybe also nice shoes, the things to drink, things what we enjoy, beautiful music, all that is second chakra, enjoyments, pleasures. What we can have, they can get more refined. But through the strength, one can say, and centeredness of the first, and that energy is guided more and more toward inward enjoyments. They are much more pleasurable than the outer enjoyments we can have. Okay? Because also when food is so delicious, still it brings our energy outward. It connects us with the material plane. Instead, when we go inside, we go upward with the second chakra, which is related to taste. We can taste the inner nectar. We can taste inside a sweetness, sweeter than honey, more delicious than anything you have ever tasted on this planet Earth. But that is within. It's nothing that we can get outside of us. Okay? And so the second chakra is the first, is that flowing. The river starts in the mountain. I stayed a few days up in Gomukh, sleeping 4 days right where the source of Mother Ganga is, and drinking every day Mother Ganga. So it's really, that is like with us, the river of life comes out of the mountain, which is also on one point, one sense, earth. But where does it flow to? Where does every river flow to? Toward the ocean. Toward the infinite spirit. And that is when we draw that energy inside. And we bring that energy then upward. The ocean is here. The infinite ocean is up. Let's say the seventh chakra. That's the infinite ocean. Here we get to the gate of the ocean. And then we merge. Merge back into it. With the second chakra, they are also connected. One can call from Patanjali a little bit the niyamas. And there we go a little bit, activities which help us to balance, to stimulate, and to bring the energy of the second chakra inward are very much connected with niyamas of Patanjali. For balancing the second chakra, it's, for example, practicing contentment. How do you feel when you are always content? Are you tense, nervous, agitated? Or are you relaxed, flowing with life? So practicing contentment is one very important practice for the second chakra. Because it will help you to gain control over all the different little desires. The second chakra is one of the seed chakras for big desires, a lot of them. Okay, never ending. I think Duryodhana is sitting there a lot, who is material desire. He is sitting a lot in the second chakra. So overcoming that. What does contentment do too? When you are content, you are detached. You are not attached. You're very happy with whatever is. Okay? That's that fluidity. And in that we can relax. Other activities is, for example, cleanliness. What does water do? It cleanses a lot of things, isn't it? When it is clean, the water at the starting point. But when the water is clear, like in Gomukh, when I remember Mother Ganga, it's so crystal clear, pristine, cold and fresh. Incredibly. So when we take the water, which is pure, everything, clothes, our body, everything we wash every day with water, isn't it? And so we want also inside us wash our tendencies, vrittis, which we can call vrittis, always merge into that flowing river of Ganga. That's the second chakra. To flow into that. to let go of all little desires, of attachments, of pleasures. If they are there, we offer it to the divine, we offer it to our soul. The enjoyment is then more and more in offering than in receiving it. There's a beautiful story of Vyasadeva. In Bengali, it's Vyasadeva, where the devotees of Krishna come to Vyasadeva at the river Yamuna, and they have cheese, delicious cheese for Krishna. Because those who know the story of Krishna, he loved cheese, butter and cheese. And so the devotees were there, but they didn't know how to go over on the other side of the river. And there it was, Vyasadeva. He said, okay, I will help you, but you have so much cheese for Krishna, nothing for me. So he ate three quarter of the cheese, and the devotees, they were saying, wow, he took nearly everything. How can a real devotee of the Lord do that? And then he went in front of the river Yamuna and said, oh, river Yamuna, if I have not eaten, depart and make space. And the river Yamuna departed and opened up a channel. And the devotees were looking. He has eaten so much. How can the river listen to a lie? And then they walked over to Krishna, all not understanding anything, how that could happen. And there was Krishna laying, sleeping like a little child. And he woke him up, said, Lord, Krishna, we have brought you cheese. And Krishna responded, oh, I am so full. Vyasa on the other side, he has fed me so much, I cannot handle anything anymore. What does that story tell us? It says you can enjoy, but offer it up. Give it to the soul, give it to the divine. And that is flowing then with life. Life becomes then so joyful, relaxed, and happy. And the second chakra is in balance. It's such a joy to flow. And there, when we think also of the niyamas, that's one of the most beautiful qualities which you can develop in the second chakra. Because, for example, the sound of the second chakra is the flute. It's the flute of Krishna, the flute of the soul, the sound of the soul constantly calling us home. And there is one other of the niyamas, which is Ishvara Pranidhana. That's devotion. Surrendering. So it's still also connected with the heart, but in a more moving and active way. Okay? And from there you can go straight like the river when it doesn't have any hurdles in between. Warm, it goes very fast out the ocean. And that we can do in that way. Second chakra, other activities, morality. Being aware of moral principles, not because they are laws or things, but because you feel that rightness inside your own self, through deep understanding. For example, also in the scriptures, when they talk a little bit about abstinence, we talk about energy. When people indulge, like also couples indulge in the second chakra, it's an incredible loss of energy. It's like when you have a beautiful river, and all of a sudden there are all a lot of little side rivers. What happens with the flow of the river? And there are a lot of little channels, which means we lose the energy, we lose the water. Will the river be so powerful that it can flow very strongly toward the ocean? Or will it be diluted and take much more time? That is then the quality of that second chakra to practice with, like Master called it always, moderation. Harmonizing the second chakra, moderation is the key. Okay, so in anything you do, eating, sleeping, enjoying, for couples being with their partners, moderation. That's the key to success, and that will save a lot of energy, which you can use then for the inner journey and inner discovery, which, believe me, is the most beautiful adventure you ever can endure. It's the inner journey and the inner adventure. Now, other things. Yeah, accepting responsibilities with joy. So when you are at work, that's flowing with life, accept it with joy and be responsible. So that's not becoming wishy-washy, but use the quality of the first chakra combined with the second chakra, which create that joyful acceptance, but still being responsible in a relaxed and flowing way. Okay? Then everybody should practice a little hobby. For that reason, like in Ananda, you see how much emphasis is given to art, creativity. Creativity, the second chakra, usually it's always creative, but it creates children, sometimes too many. So one can be in different ways creative. Or you can be creative, yes, like with painting, expressing the feelings of your soul, of your inner being. When you have experiences, as I said last time, when you have walks in the nature, when you experience that connection with nature, with the trees, with the birds, write a poem. Express it through words. Express your feelings through poetry. Isn't that beautiful? You will be amazed when you let that energy flow. What beauty comes out. I often in Italy, when I do seminars and we have walking meditations, and then students write about it, write a poem about it. It's incredibly inspiring. And that beauty is in every one of you. So express it. That's again second chakra. But here with poetry, we connect the second chakra with another chakra. With which one? What do you think? We said the last time, yes, that the three lower chakras, which are more the outward expression, are connected with the three spiritual chakras. So the second chakra, with which chakra is that directly connected? Throat center. And there is poetry, word, expression. That's connecting the creativity of the second chakra with the expression and creativity of the fifth chakra. That's uplifting. Before, when we were chanting, I'm the bubble, make me the sea, that again connected the second with the fifth chakra. How did you feel? How was your inner feeling? Did you feel grumpy? Oh, that's a boring evening. Or did you feel uplifted? Flowing, relaxed. What was your inner experience? And that is bringing these two centers together. Now we will do then a pranayama and also postures for the second chakra. But I would love then to do it in a flow going also to the third. So now we first a little bit talk about the third chakra, and then we go to the experience of both of them, one after the other. because it's nicer instead of interrupting. Now we come to the third chakra. That's quite challenging for the whole planet Earth. We have a lot of imbalanced third chakras around in the world. You see a few leaders. Because third chakra, as we heard from Shanti, that is the center of power. But what do most of the people want to control and have power over? All the others. Power over money. I am the wealthiest. I can make more success than all the others. Power in controlling all the employees or all the others. But never oneself, of course. So that is the outward flowing power. It's cruel. The third chakra, when it is with the vrittis out of control, it can be cruel. It can be harmful. It is like fire. Because the element, as we said, is fire of the third chakra. Fire, when it is out of control, what happens with fire out of control? Here in California, you got a little taste of that in different areas. When fire is out of control, it destroys. It's very destructive when it is out of control. And the same is because all the elements, we all are made out of five elements here, at least our bodies, our mind, and our expression, one can call it. And that what human beings are doing has an effect also on planet Earth, which is made also out of five elements. So we see more and more fires, we see more and more frictions, which is the third chakra, when it is outward directed and not under control. But when we go to the quality, we have now that beautiful flow, that beautiful energy from the first and the second chakra. Now comes the fiery self-control. So not controlling the world, not controlling the neighbor or the husband or wife, but controlling one's own mind, one's own emotions. Reactions. Okay? Is that a job? A little bit? Huge. Because we don't want to suppress. What happens when we suppress the fire? It's like a huge volcano. Like when you think of Mount St. Helen. That happens then. When we suppress the anger, or when we suppress the frustration, everything. So it has to be transformed. And that is again with control. Where we gain control over the fire. Enthusiastic, fiery self-control. And that is Arjuna, as we said the last time. Arjuna is that power. When Dronacharya was asking, when they were shooting, they were learning, all his pupils were learning how to shoot the arrow. Everybody was seeing the tree, the sky, the bird, all around. Not much focused or concentrated. Arjuna, firmly there, he saw only the eye of the bird. Only the eye. He saw only the goal, nothing else. That's that fiery self-control. To direct upward the energy, transforming energy. And there again the tools of pranayamas. For example, when you really feel that fire of anger coming up, did everybody experience that one time? The fire a little bit when you feel like you are starting to get upset? Maybe you had a huge fiery discussion with somebody. How can you control it in that moment? There's one tool. Take a deep breath. You say, stop. Wait a moment. Let's breathe together. Inhale slowly. Hold the breath. Exhale slowly. You do that two, three times. What happened with the anger? You think the anger is then still there? You will feel all of a sudden, wow, where did it go? It got transformed through the breath. Pranayama. Also, the expression of anger is only an energy. A flow of energy going in the wrong direction, so not in the right one, in the wrong. And when you breathe deeply, if we only would remember every time we have a discussion with the husband or with the wife, and we remember to breathe, so many issues, I think there wouldn't be divorces anymore. Okay? Or hurts. Because fire can hurt. The third chakra can hurt. A lot. And words gone out and anger are not always very easy forgotten. That is the fiery self-control. Also there, to be able to control also one's tongue, not suppressing, transforming, and directing the energy upward. And we will do that now then a little bit with pranayama. And there's one quality of the third chakra, which is my favorite, that is enthusiasm. From which word does enthusiasm come from? It's a Greek word. The root of that word is Greek. Entheos. What does that mean? Enthusiasm. Entheos means in God. Entheos. That is Greek. And enthusiasm comes from entheos. So, how can we be enthusiastic when we do something beautiful, when we do something joyful? Because enthusiastic, usually you smile, you have a mountain of energy, a lot of energy, and your eyes are sparkling. Okay? That's enthusiasm. So doing activities with enthusiasm. When you're with friends, be with enthusiasm, with God in it. That is one of the great qualities of the third chakra. Okay? So let's now then start. Or do you have some activities for the third chakra? I forgot of that one. As we said, learning self-control on many levels. So when the second chakra is saying, oh yes, let's have a huge ice cream, now it starts to get warm, and then a fiery self-control says, no, you have already quite a belly, let's have a little bit less. You learn the fiery self-control, okay? That is practicing in so many little ways. You control, you learn, and you practice self-control, okay? And it becomes then joyful, because it's then a victory. When before you couldn't control your vritis or your likes, all of a sudden you gain control over your desires. That's quite amazing. That makes one then enthusiastic, isn't it? Other things. It's practicing also gratitude. When you practice gratitude, are you able to control all the others? When you practice altruism or gratitude, it's a little bit also connected with the heart, but it uplifts the third chakra. You have then a lot of energy, but with gratitude you will not control others. Okay? It's a beautiful, so try when also at work, how often do you be grateful what you have, what is given to you? and how immediately changes the inner aspect, our inner response to different circumstances. Other activities. One of the, that was also Arjuna represented from the third chakra is love for truth. Truth loving. That is also a quality of the third chakra. Arjuna loved the truth. For that reason, he chose Krishna. He didn't choose the army. He chose truth, the manifestation of truth itself, which is the soul. Okay? So practice in many ways. What is the deeper truth? Not honesty in that, but what is truth? Simply when you get up in the morning, also during this coming week, what is real? What is truth? And then observe. Observe outer circumstances and search always for the truth in everything. It's a beautiful practice of the third chakra. Okay? And I think now we can begin. Many other things you have then already written down. I would say now we begin with the practical part. Before we do that, let's move a little bit the energy. As we said, everybody of you knows the superconscious living exercises, isn't it? How is everybody? Great. Let's march a moment. I am awake and ready. I am awake and ready. I am awake and ready. I'm 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 awake and ready. Great. And how you want? Do you want to be for the rest of your life?
Positive.
Positive. Energetic and enthusiastic. I'm positive, energetic, enthusiastic. I'm positive, energetic, enthusiastic. And what do you want to become in this lifetime? Master. Exactly. Say it a little bit louder. I'm master of my body. I'm master of myself. I'm master of my body. I'm master of myself. Perfect. And now we do a little shower, and then we begin. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. 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 Perfect. Now we do a proper deep inhaling. Inhale up. Hold the moment. Exhale again. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now we can sit down back. How do you feel now? Different. Is now your mind sleepy, or do you feel all enthusiastic, awake? Now let's start first with one pranayama, then we go afterwards on the floor. That's the triangle breath, because the triangle breath, we try to lengthen a little bit more the breath, but for that we have really to relax. So we start with a count of six. Focus on deep relaxation, especially the lower part. When you inhale, inhale with the diaphragm. Very slowly, controlled, flowing, relaxed. And holding and then exhaling. Okay? And then slowly we will lengthen the breath. Now sit up straight. You can go back into Prana Mudra. Always activates more the flow of prana. first feel the abdomen. Feel the wave. When you inhale, the abdomen goes out like a wave that rises. And with exhaling, the wave goes back in. Simply observe it for a little. Now begin with the breath. Inhale. Hold your breath. Exhale. Now focus in the second chakra. Tense and relax a moment the second chakra. Tense, relax where the reproductive organs are. Focus on fluidity, deep relaxation, acceptance, letting go, flowing. And now again, from the second chakra, inhale up to the spiritual eye. Inhale. Hold your breath in the spiritual eye. Exhale. Like a river, go back to the second chakra. Again, from the second chakra, focus on water flowing like River Ganga, upward. Hold your breath in the spiritual eye. Exhale, and slowly go back to the second chakra. Once more, inhale up, hold your breath, focus on the spiritual eye, exhale very slowly, consciously, to the second chakra. Once more, inhale up to the spiritual eye. Hold the breath in the spiritual eye. And now exhale through the spiritual eye. Now for a moment, simply feel inside you. For a little moment, simply observe. Like a flowing river in your spine. Concentrate and observe. Slowly open up your eyes again. And from here we want to do two postures for the second chakra opening. So first, let's come onto the floor. We do a very simple posture, so it will not be complex. Come onto your feet, and with the flow of the music, with a long inhaling, come up. And And exhale. Stand still for a moment. Feel first the quality of the first chakra, that stability, centeredness, firmness. Then open up the legs. Breathe deeply. Feel that opening up, relaxing into the posture. Now inhale, come up, lengthen, hold your breath, gently come forward. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, come down. Work with your breath, staying down. Tense and relax the second chakra. Focus on the river flowing from your second chakra upward to the spiritual eye. Mentally affirming, nothing on earth can hold me. Nothing on earth can hold me. Dance and relax at the reproductive organs. Now with a long, deep inhaling, inhale up to the spiritual eye. Hold for a moment. And exhale through the spiritual eye. The next inhaling, come up with your body. Lengthen, stretch, exhale. Slowly come down. Come back into Tadasana. And close a moment your eyes. Try to experience the quality of the affirmation. Nothing on earth can hold me. Feel that all your energy is flowing toward the ocean of infinite consciousness. Now slowly let's go onto the floor. Maybe if we can sit. Tandasana first. Don't forget to smile. The joyful flowing river. Bring your left leg. I am creating a mirror. So left leg, hold it with your left hand, the knee, right hand, the ankle. A turn from your hip. Like this. Yes. Other leg is straight. That again creates openness. Hands in Anjali Mudra. With a long inhaling from the second center upward. Inhale with devotion. Inhale up. Lengthen. Hold your breath, come forward. And exhale, relax. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, relax. There's no tour de force. It doesn't matter how far you can go. Focusing is on relaxation. Inhale, lengthen a little bit your spine. Exhale, let completely go. Mentally affirming. Left, right, all around me. Life's harmony is mine. Left, right. All around me, life's harmony is mine. Two more breaths. Feel that flow along your spine. Focus on openness, fluidity, without forcing. You don't have to force yourself. Feel all your body, your mind, your breath relaxed. Inhale slowly up, very slowly, harmoniously. Open upward. Exhale, a circle of harmony around you. Bring your left knee back in the center and straighten it out. With closed eyes, gaze upward. Feel inside you. What do you feel? What do you experience? Left, right, all around me. Life's harmony is mine. Deep and long breathing. Now bring your right knee in and slowly to the side. Listen inside you. Inhale, come up. Lengthen. Hold your breath, come forward, like surrendering to your soul. Exhale, relax. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, surrender to the soul within you. Breathe, let the breath flow freely, while mentally affirming. Left, right, all around me, life's harmonies are mine. 2, 3 more breaths. With every breath, relax deeper. The next inhaling, slowly come back up. Lengthen. Exhale, circle of harmony around you. Come a moment in sitting position. Close your eyes. You can go again with your hands in prana mudra. Gaze is upward. What do you feel in your body? How is the flow of your breath? Observe the breath like a subtle flow in your spine. With every inhaling, gently going upward. And with every exhaling, going deeper within. Listen. Listen inside you. Listen to the call of the soul, the flute of Krishna. Every breath surrender more and more. Relax into the experience. Turn within. Find your inner home. Continue on to observe from the second chakra upward to the spiritual life. Every inhaling and offering, with every exhaling receive the blessings and grace of the soul. Now slowly open up your eyes again while you stay inside. You start to concentrate now to bring the energy upward into the third chakra. With a long inhaling from the second chakra at the reproductive organs, inhale up to the navel. Then exhale, relaxing the navel center. Tense and relax a moment. The navel center. Focus now on that inner strength, the inner vitality, the inner fire of Arjuna, that inner strength and enthusiasm which is needed to discover the soul within. There we will practice Kapalabhati, the fire breath. We'll do three cycles of Kapalabhati. If you feel at any time uncomfortable heat in your spine, stop. Don't continue on, but simply breathe with diaphragmatic breathing. If there's a feeling of nice warmth in your spine, that is okay, because we activate Agni, so warmth will be there, but it shouldn't be uncomfortable. Okay, Kapalabhati is called the fire breath. It's like it activates 1,000 volts in us. It activates the fire of vitality, of enthusiasm, fiery self-control. It gives a lot of energy, but practice it with awareness. Each cycle has 12 breaths, so we will do three. At the end of the third cycle, we will do two bandhas, which is Mula Bandha and Chalantara Bandha. And then we will experience the effect of Kapalabhati. That's incredible good pranayama when you feel weak, you feel a lack of willpower, you feel a lack of strength, tiredness. That pranayama is incredible. That even if somebody feels like a little depression, it raises up the energy immediately. Okay? But practice with awareness and carefulness if you practice it at home. For those who don't know Kapalabhati, I will show it once. I sit up here so it's easier for each of you to see. To get high up. Okay. Again, when we do these pranayamas, it's very important that we sit straight, especially with Kapalabhati. If I sit like this, do I give you the impression I have a lot of energy? Nope. Not at all. Wow, that hurts. It blocks immediately the flow. So remember, spine has really to be straight. Not like this, not like this, but straight up. So bring here the hands a moment in the back and push at the base of the spine, push a little bit in and up, and you will feel a difference. Can you feel that? That is when the spine is straight. Kapalabhati is practice. The inhaling is normal. We inhale normal. That means the belly comes out with inhaling. And with exhaling, we do like a push. It's like when we do the energization exercises, the stomach exercise, where we push in and up. The same thing is with Kapalabhati, with exhaling. You push in and up, okay? Then inhale normal, exhale in. That is then like this. Okay? Normal inhaling with exhaling. I give this like this, how you call it in English? Bunch in. Thank you. A bunch in the stomach. Okay? So with exhaling, stomach goes in, not out. And inhaling, normal. We do it slowly, but focus at the center, at the navel center, and feel. So you can do it with closed eyes, fingers in prana mudra. Now we begin. I will help you. Now let's begin. Inhale, exhale. Stop a moment, always with closed eyes. Simply feel in the navel region and in the spine. What do you feel? Now the second time. Inhale normal and then again push. And stop again. Bring all your concentration now from the navel center upward to the spiritual mind. Try to perceive that flow of energy between the navel center and the spiritual line. Now the third cycle. Now close the anus muscle, close your neck, bring your head down, closing your neck, gazes upward in the spiritual eye, hold the breath. Now with inhaling, bring up the head, then relax your anus muscle, exhale and breathe naturally. Now all your concentration is upward in the spiritual eye. Simply stay there for a moment. What do you experience inside you? How is the state of your mind? How is your state of awareness? What do you feel in your spine? Be aware. And with that strength, we go into another posture. Now for the third chakra, Navasana, it's called the boat pose. You can open your eyes. So first I will show it to you, and then it's your turn. Believe me, with this pranayam, now you digested everything you have eaten. Okay. Now, when we go in Navasana, first we begin bringing the feet very tightly together. Breathe deeply, holding. First, only look, you don't have to do it yet. Very deep breath, then we go back, but the spine is straight, holding here, legs are straight, and then we let go. And we stay in this posture as long as you can, okay? And then with exhaling, back and relax. Now it's your turn. First, sit up very straight. Bring your knees close to your body, very tightly. And try to breathe deeply. Feel your flow of breath, especially behind the abdomen, with diaphragmatic breathing against your thighs. Now lean back with your back and bring your legs up. First, you can hold them a little bit, not using the chair as the cushion for the head. And now let go. And breathe deeply. Feel the endurance, the strength, with willpower, hold it. Also, when the mind is saying, I cannot anymore, you can. In my every breath lies infinite power. In my every breath lies infinite power. Now exhale, slowly come back down. Push the legs against your abdomen. And inhale again. Long and deep inhale. Feel your breath in the navel region. Feel the warmth, the power of it. In my every breath lies infinite power. Now relax. We go in a short meditation after Kapalabhati. Go with your hands back into Prana Mudra. Spine is straight. Close your eyes. Feel again the breath inside you. Feel it in your spine. Now concentrate again at the base of the spine. Tense and relax for a moment, the first chakra. Feel the stability, centeredness. Tense and relax mentally on. Now with a long inhaling, inhale up like an offering in the spiritual eye. Hold in the spiritual eye. And then exhale and slowly go to the second chakra, exhaling to the second chakra. Tense and relax the second chakra. Focus on fluidity, being relaxed, flowing with life, flowing down the ocean, mentally on at the second chakra, Now inhale deep up to the spiritual eye. Hold the concentration in your spiritual eye. And then exhale very slowly. Come to the third chakra. Exhale to the third chakra. Concentrate there. Dance and relax. Mentally chanting Om, you can breathe naturally. Om. In the third chakra. Now with a long and deep inhaling, inhale up from the third chakra to the spiritual eye with enthusiasm. Full concentration bears through the spiritual eye, offering everything upward with all your willpower and strength. Then exhale through the spiritual eye. And feel. Visualize the brilliant burning flame in your spiritual eye, burning up any restlessness, any obstacle, any distraction. The fire of concentration, of wisdom, the fire of the soul. Stay constantly in the spiritual life, inhaling, exhaling through the spiritual life, always with the burning flame. Visualizing in the spiritual line. Hold your concentration with all your willpower. Willpower combined with devotion and enthusiasm. Now feel and visualize at the center of that flame, burning flame, the eyes of Master, the eyes of Yogananda. Smiling at you, coming closer and closer. Feel that oneness. Completely let go. Now visualize planet Earth in your spiritual eye, surrounded by brilliant light of self-control, fluidity, centeredness and steadfastness, peace, harmony and strength. Praying to the divine light, that light may elevate human consciousness in all nations to their true divine nature. and from the spiritual eye, we chant three times Om, surrounding the world with that light. Om. Purnamidam Purnat Purnadudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you all. How was this experience of Kapalabhati, of the flowing energy of the second chakra, and then connecting, always going back to the spiritual eye? With every chakra we always work, we activate that energy, but then we offer it always up into the spiritual eye. Okay? With all the enthusiasm of the third chakra. Enthusiasm, fiery self-control, and fully concentrated energy and willpower toward your highest goal. Thank you. If you have any questions before we go. No questions? Yes?
Do you have any
homework? Oh, yes. Thank you. Because you have homework again. How did it go this last week for everybody? Could you feel a difference when you were practicing the pranayamas? Could you feel more centeredness or peacefulness? So maybe we can. This time, is it to focus this week? The main focus should be on being relaxed, flowing, contentment, flowing with all the different situations which come to you.